the face of journalism is changing in Alabama. Starting this fall, the Birmingham News, Huntsville Times, and Mobile Press Register will publish print copies just 3 days a week. Luckily, there's Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, the day's columnist John Archibald spouts off about local politics, regional cooperation, and anything else that catches his fancy. And he joins me now this morning in the studio, as he does most Thursdays. And of course, this week we have to talk about kind of the changes in local newspapering. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
So the news came down last week that the print version of the paper would be scaled back to just 3 days a week. You were actually on vacation when this story broke. How did you hear about it?
I actually got the news on Twitter, which I guess is a little bit ironic. Sadly, I was in the mountains where I couldn't actually get an internet connection, but I couldn't get a real good link, but I could catch up from time to time on Twitter.
You've been this new venture. The new venture, Alabama Media Group, is going to be very digital-centric. You've been at the Birmingham News for many years. What's the sense of what the mood is like right now among your colleagues?
Well, you know, there's clearly a lot of trepidation, fear. A lot of people don't know what to expect, and so they're worried about their jobs and worried about, you know, the business they've committed their lives to.
When someone reads the newspaper, you know, the people who produce that newspaper really don't know which articles people are reading, how much time they're spending reading those articles, whether they've, say, clipped out a coupon or an ad in order to follow up on it and purchase something. But in the digital world, it's a little bit different. So you can, you know, in the digital world, you can track page views, length of time spent on a page, or whether, you know, whether someone even clicks through an ad or not. So what are the implications of this in terms of journalism?
Well, I mean, that is the big question going forward, because, of course, many of the things that are the most popular on the web, you know, have to do with cute puppies and bikinis and all those sorts of things. And so the question going forward is whether those things that get the most eyeballs are the things that are going to drive what we do in print. So the question is do page views drive what the news is, or does news drive what people see?
And so what's your sense of how that balance is going to play out?
Well, I mean, it's really too early for us to tell in our venture, because we don't know, we don't know who's staying and who's going, and when we find out a little bit more about who's going to remain on the playing field, I suppose we'll know what the real strategy is. But of course, the hope is that, you know, we will put out both, so that people will be entertained and satisfied looking for those things, but they'll also get the information they need.
I would imagine on one extreme also, it's kind of like the, you know, here, eat your peas, this is good for you, and you don't want to be too far on that extreme.
Exactly.
But you also want to give people...
Right, we have to make it an enjoyable, pleasant experience, but we also have to be substantial, and that's, you know, we hope that the clicks, we hope that the bikinis or puppies or whatever it is there's going to be on there will pay for us to be able to provide the rest.
The USC Annenberg Center for the Digital Future predicts that in the next 5 years, most print newspapers will be done. They say there's be the New York Times, USA Today, the Washington Post. Big newspapers such as those will likely survive, along with some local weeklies. But that's it. Not to be too morbid about this, but is this the death of newspapers? Are we seeing the beginning of this?
Well, I mean, you know, that's the hope here. I mean, we have a genuine hope that this is going to be the answer that helps us make a transition to save the business of news gathering. You know, of course, along with that is a desperate hope that when it's all said and done, that it was worth saving, that what we have at the end is worth saving. So, I mean, we will, you know, those left will certainly fight to make that happen.